Christianity is, and I mean this literally, Christianity is the angelic religion . How preoccupied, what a cheap verb, how preoccupied we are with space, matter, quantity. And yet, as our faith tells us, the realest reality and the universe is not material. God is pure spirit. And therefore, in fact, this is our faith, that God first created the angels, pure spirits, and only then human beings. Devotion to the angels is essential to the Catholic faith. May I suggest we all examine our consciences as we close the ecclesiastical year. What is our devotion to the angels? Why 40 days? 40 days in biblical language is the symbol of completeness. 40 days fast of Christ in the desert. How many years were the Israelites en route from Egypt to the Promised Land? 40 years. 40 days from Christ's physical resurrection on Easter Sunday to his ascension on Ascension Thursday. I know whereof I speak, and I apologize to no one for not knowing or understanding the facts behind the faith. Let's not be misled by those who are too educated for their own good. Every number in Scripture has a profound meaning. Here, 40, the length of time that Christ decided he'd remain, beginning his public ministry with 40 days and closing with 40 days before his ascension. Now, the role of Mary Magdalene, over the years, I've given more than 1 hour of lecture in teaching Christology, of which, of course, the resurrection of Christ is an essential part. But I know I'm sure I have at least 10 one-hour lectures on Mary Magdalene on Easter Sunday. Talk about the mercy of God. Of all the people to choose selectively as the one then who would speak with the risen Christ and then be sent by him to tell the apostles to meet him, why, she then has been called by the church the apostle of the apostles. How we need to hear this. Our sins are no obstacle to God's love for us. On the contrary, the more deeply we have sinned, the more we have been unfaithful to God, the more, this is our faith, the more God loves us. And the key, of course, there's only one key, and we can provide it, is on our side repentance. Lord, I've been a fool. I've been ungrateful. Forgive me. And he does. The appearance or apparition. I try, both in speaking and writing, not to use the word apparition, which in English has a kind of an unreal connotation. It is one thing to have, say, an apparition. It can be. Inside here is something else. For Christ to have appeared. And that is why I've said this before and I want to emphasize it now. Watch. Be careful by the Bible you use. And don't say, I paid $22.95 for this Bible. How can I possibly put it away? And don't just give it away. And when the Holy See rejected the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, biblical scholars and Catholic ones blasting Rome for its juvenile biblical stupidity. Ah, it's not stupidity. It's pride, I know. Too many years have I dealt with the intellectual world. There is no pride. None exists as demonic as that of an intellectual who will not bend his mind to the mind of God. So the word is appearance and no mere apparition. Watch your Bibles. Christ's studied effort to demonstrate the reality of his resurrection. Not merely allowing himself, remember, as he told Thomas, to touch him. But, have you something to eat? For many people, this is the test of reality. After the resurrection, will we be able to eat? It's another question theologically, whether you have to eat. The answer is no. However, are we going to eat in our risen bodies? We'll have to find out. In teaching Islam and commenting on the Quran, all the feasts, the banquets in the Muslim scriptures. Banquets in heaven. Well, we're not so sure. In any case, Christ did physically eat during those 40 days on earth. Then the important role of St. Thomas, Thomas the Apostle. Even to call him a saint, remember, it took Christ's mercy to convert him. What he demanded was, as he told his fellow apostles, I won't believe until I put my fingers and to the wound of his hands and feet, and my hand. Thomas, what are you saying? Then I'll believe. I know where I speak. I am too much part of that intellectual culture. I don't have to read these people's books. I live with them. The more intellectual, the more they have to, and there is no choice. Humbly submit their minds to the mind of a revealing God. Then, 40 days as a prelude to the ascension. In other words, Christ did intend to ascend to his heavenly Father. Could he have avoided the dramatization, if I call it such, of 40 days before the ascension? Sure. He wished to emphasize the fact that he was indeed going to heaven. But he was not in heaven yet. And finally, the promise of the Holy Spirit. And the one evangelist who makes most of Christ's promise of the Holy Spirit, as we know, was St. Luke. Both in the closing of his Gospel and in the opening verses of the Acts of the Apostles, Christ foretells that he will send the Holy Spirit. In other words, Christ was, as we say, the first mission from the Holy Trinity. To be exact, he was sent by God the Father to come into the world visibly as man. But then, after 40 days, he foretold that there would be another mission. This time, not a visible mission, like the Incarnation, but the invisible mission of the Holy Spirit, where the one sending, mission means sending, where the one sending would be the first and second persons of the Holy Trinity. So much so that Christ's visible stay on earth was a preparation for the Holy Spirit's invisible work on earth until the end of time. And now something about significance. What I like to do, by the way, we have class, as you know, again next Sunday. And I believe we have two classes in December. Am I correct? My hope is to finish the Creed by the end of the course in December. The significance, therefore, of Christ's resurrection demonstrated the truth of Christ's teaching and claims is the crowning miracle of Christ's life. You just don't tamper, you do not tamper with the miraculous character of Christ's resurrection. Any doubt the mind casts on Christ's real resurrection from the dead is what? Is a weakening of faith in everything which Christ taught. Because that's the purpose. That is the purpose. Not the only one, but one of the primary purposes of Christ's resurrection, to confirm the truth of our faith. And the more astounding Christ's teaching, the more astounding had to be the miracle that he worked. And the most astounding miracle was his rising from the dead. Over the years, especially in my years of teaching my own Jesuits their theology, only those who believe in miracles can be Christians. Nobody else can be. If the mind is humble enough to accept miracles, it is then open to the mysteries of Christianity. Because once the miracles themselves are called into question, then the whole edifice of Christianity collapses. Why? Because the more what Christ taught is beyond the capacity of human reason to comprehend, or the more Christ's precepts are behind the human will to do. Christ's teaching, let me repeat, Christ's teaching is rationally incomprehensible. Am I clear? You've got to bend your mind to accept what the mind cannot comprehend. And Christ's precepts, Christ's laws, are humanly impossible to observe. Monogamy, one man, one woman, faithful until death, is humanly impossible. Do you hear me? There has never been a religion in the world, never, is not now, there never will be, except one founded by Christ, and among nominal Christians, only those who believe in the fullness of Christianity will believe what is humanly impossible with his grace is not just possible, but would you believe it, even enjoyable. But fidelity in marriage is a moral miracle. And in teaching religious consecrated chastity or priest celibacy is a moral miracle. Christ then performed physical miracles, including the crowning miracle of rising from the dead, in order to make our faith in his teaching believable. Significance: delivered us from the tyranny of Satan, who had enslaved man through his passions, sin, and death. Christ's death merited our redemption. His resurrection began the conferral of the graces that he merited. That one sentence, by the way, was a semester course that I took in Rome, all on the resurrection. 15 weeks, 3 classes a week. The moment Jesus died on the cross, He won the graces that the human race needs to reach heaven. But then with His rising from the dead and the graces now that the risen Christ confers, what He merited on Calvary, He now distributes through His risen humanity, and especially through His risen humanity in the Eucharist. My friends, the Eucharist is not a pious additive. The Eucharist is necessary for the preservation of the Catholic faith. Completed the life and work of the Incarnation. God became man the moment that Mary conceived Him, and then, once He rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, then the task that He came into the world to achieve, that His work was completed. And from then on, it is the Holy Spirit sent by Him, that is Christ, and the Father, who continues the work that Christ began by His death on Calvary. And finally, Christ's risen humanity provides the means we need to reach heaven. And I keep repeating, and even as I repeat, I look at the audience in front of me, and I say to myself, oh no, oh no. I remember one of my Jesuit scholastics, 10 o'clock class, in the morning. By 10:30, he was fast asleep. Well, Ivan, after class, I think I told you this, didn't I? What do you take for breakfast? Oh, I take milk. Milk. Yes, Mother told me never to take coffee for breakfast. Your mother told you. You're a Jesuit now. You're in theology. Do you know that? You take black coffee tomorrow. No cream or milk. Black coffee. He never fell asleep again. Finally, Christ's resurrection promises our own final resurrection. How we need this, how desperately we need to be assured that the trials and difficulties, the pain and suffering, and the inevitable death that all of us will experience, that death itself is meant to end. And like the Savior, we too. I can't prove it, but I'm confident. A resurrection from the dead will have to be on a Sunday to correspond with Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday. Now some implications. Christ's resurrection is meant to inspire joy with Christ in His victory over sin and death. there is such a thing as being happy because someone we love is happy. And we read some of the prayers of the church, well, we may find it hard to somehow personalize them. But no, we are to rejoice with Christ risen from the dead, having conquered sin and death, not his sin, but our sin. Then Christ's resurrection evokes our faith in Christ, our God and our King. Talk about being master of the universe, master over life and death. We need this. We need it. I think I should say this. To motivate us to exhaust ourselves, we are living in our country, in the nation that eats the most food of any country per capita. When my French Jesuits told me in Europe, our social scientists have calculated the nation of France could be supported, nourished on the food you people waste every year in America. The best fed. We actually, can you imagine? Imagine a nation, just imagine a nation whose citizens actually have to go through a program to reduce their weight because, well, they eat so much. We are all the blessings of reading and knowing foreign languages. We are the sleepiest nation in the world. We sleep the most. And in many ways, we are the most painless nation in the world. The month I spent in Calcutta this year, over 16 million people, hospitals, where are the hospitals? Some small private clinics for those who have the money. We exert ourselves the least. I thought I should put this into this class. God made us to work, to labor, to exhaust ourselves. And surely not coincidentally, when God became man, how I like that passage in the Latin, how sweet, et fatigatus est. And he was tired, Christ, he was worn out. The resurrection is meant to be a deliverance from the labor and the effort and the suffering. For the name of God, we've got to labor and work and exhaust ourselves and suffer in this life. Otherwise, the very mystery of the resurrection becomes, I don't say meaningless, but, well, just another article of the faith. Our faith in the resurrection is meant to arouse our hope that we shall join the Savior. Oh, how specific I could be. I have a vocabulary, but Buddhist tells me to be restrained. The resurrection of Christ is appreciated by people who are living the life of Christ, paying something of the price that He paid, suffering something of the pain that He endured, experiencing some of the rejection that He experienced, so that we will then, please God, look forward to joining Him. Christ's resurrection animates our love for the risen Christ. The Christ who is now in heaven at the right hand of His Father, He is there awaiting us. As He told us, I am going on ahead to prepare a place for you. And our love for Christ in the Holy Eucharist, we believe we cannot see Him. In the measure of our faith in Christ's real presence, to that extent, we have the assurance of the grace we need. And do we ever need His grace to be assured that, like Him, we too will one day rise glorious from the grave? At 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, to make sure, let's make it 70. To make absolutely sure, let's make it 80. And every single person here will have entered eternity. This is the language that we're trying to talk. We are made to join the Savior. He in His body, we in ours. I repeat, on one condition. That as His resurrection was preceded by His life, passion and death, costly, demanding, unaccepted, rejected. So far from thinking there's something wrong, it's just the opposite. Provided we are in love with Him, and what the world may think of us, believe me from the depths of my soul, the more faithful you are toward Jesus Christ, the more you're going to be a marked man or woman, and the world will not recognize you as its own. All of this is worthwhile. We are still here on earth, but thank God we're going to be with Him, risen on our own Easter Sunday. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think we have now, is it a 15-minute break? And then we'll have distribution of the pages that were not given up on the church history, and also the